Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on your Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It's fucking Friday again. It's the third day of June 2022, and things are getting worse every fucking day. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 and unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 63 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 66 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's going to, you know, it's kind of cloud and up. It's going to rain. It's the fucking weekend. I mean, you might go out and, I went out, worked my ass off. It don't fucking matter what day of the week it is, but at any rate, it's fucking same shit, different day. Let's see what we're going to look at here. Well, we've got some articles on oil, but let's talk about something else first. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Before I came up here, Laura was going through some articles, and she brought up a video that Misty had sent in. And it was this fucking vet. He was on there, and we listened into it for a little bit until I hit the part where he said, "Do I think I can take on a F-16 jet fighter with an AR-15? I know I can. Like, they could kick our ass. You know what, little motherfucker? You goddamn little treasonous cock-sucking punk bitch motherfucker. They can't whoop us. In the first place, you got a goddamn divided fucking military. You got that? When that fucker goes up and he's got that bomb, you don't know where he's going to drop that son of a bitch, not to mention he has to fucking land. And you think we can't kill every goddamn pilot in our fucking land over scattered over 390 million square fucking miles? You're out of your fucking mind. There are 40 million of us ready to rip your fucking asses all to fucking pieces." His fucking goddamn solution was that all the veterans be put in the schools with fucking guns. You goddamn communist fucking cocksucker. You will hang. You will fight for that fucking Bill of Rights. You will fight to enforce the fucking law, or you will fucking violate it like you violated it all your fucking life. You've already got a goddamn rope coming to you, son of a bitch. It is you fuckers that fucking got rid of our goddamn rights in the name of fucking, "I'm defending freedom and liberty." I'm too fucking stupid to read a contract and know what the son of a bitch says and understand that I'm doing the exact fucking opposite of what I just swore to fucking do. You're too fucking dumb to be a part of my fucking life. And you think I can stand up against a Marine sniper? I do!
I grew up in the fucking woods. I know the terrain. I have used the terrain to ambush many fucking animals. And an animals, and the animals out there, something like a fucking goose. If you think a man ain't nothing, I'll start fucking ambushes like you cannot fucking believe, and I'll mow those motherfuckers down. You do not scare me. I've gone through fucking training with the fucking Marine, fresh out of fucking goddamn Iraq. I know how to fucking fight, you fuckers. And you're on my goddamn turf now. So as for that son of a bitch, his fucking, your name's on the fucking list, buddy, for prosecution and hanging. You dirty, rotten, fucking goddamn two-faced fucking criminal son of a bitch. You think we can't wipe your fucking asses out? Give it a fucking go. Why haven't you given it a fucking go? Because all you got left in that fucking military is a bunch of faggots and fucking goddamn transvestites. No fucking man would stay in that fucking military knowing that it's a goddamn United Nations military. It is an unlawful goddamn thug force for the fucking Jews, the Zionists in fucking Israel, and the goddamn Khazarians in Ukraine. You're not going to get the response. They try to act like, oh, that, oh, we just can't beat our own military. Yes, we fucking can. We can wipe their fucking ass. What are they going to drop fucking 40 million fucking bombs in 40 million different fucking places? And they have to come down out of the fucking sky. And when they do, they die. When they're up there, their families are going to be fucking dying. Got it? Make war with us. You'll see what fucking war is. And don't pretend like, oh, he's a Marine sniper, so it don't matter where in the fuck it's at. I can't beat him. You want to bet? You want to fucking bet is his fucking brains fucking go flying out the side of his fucking head? Come play with me in my goddamn woods, where I grew up and I knew every nook and fucking cranny. I know every ambush spot there is, because I've ambushed there. You, I mean, you think you're fucking sneaky? You think you're a badass mother? I want to see you. I have snuck geese down fucking hill. I don't even know nobody else has done it. And wiped their fucking asses. And you talk about eyes looking in every direction. Fucking looking for you. Waiting for you. Knowing that fucking there's danger about. Snuck right up on them and fucking wasted them. Like I'm going to sneak up on you motherfuckers that fucking, you go ahead and you commit your goddamn treason. You fucking commit to the goddamn communists and the fascists and the fucking what might have you. And you are going to fucking die. I don't give a fuck who you think you are. Think what, I'm fucking Marine training. I've done your manual, okay? I'm not real fucking impressed. Side us.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
You know, they people like that, the people who make those type of statements, they're cowards.
Yes, they are.
You know, and they put things out there like that, you know, like Joe Slow Mind Biden, he's saying, you know, well, they got nuclear weapons and all that. Yeah, like whatever. You know, if you use a nuke, you're going to destroy the planet, you retard. So they just try to, you know, they really try to scare us. For we won't fight back, and most people will fall for it because, you know, as you say, man, they love that money, and they love this little slavery life that they in. To be honest with you, it's just pure cowardice. It's pure yellow. That's
brother,
all that it is.
They fire on the American people. I don't all across this country. I don't care who they meet, where they go. There's going to be a fucking bullet flying at their fucking head. Who they going in a restaurant? You're going to get shot. You go on walking down the street, you're going to get shot. You're going to drop a bomb every fucking time? Huh? Because, I mean, that's what this cocksucker was trying to imply. You motherfuckers don't scare us. Who made who? What do you think? Everybody grew up in the city and don't know how to fucking fight in the goddamn mountains, in the valleys, in the deserts? I guarantee you we fucking know how very well. Go ahead, brother.
Well, you know, it's like this, Henry. I mean, like we always say on here, I mean, you just, if you really think about it, if they could have been, did anything to us, they would have been done. It would have been like Australia. I mean, you know, if you just sit back and think about the bare thing about it, if they could have taken the guns, they would have done it a long time ago.
Well, yeah. If you're an American and you open up on a fucking Americans, all Americans are going to be 100 million motherfucking armed son of a bitches. Think about 100 million guns going off at one time. That would have a fucking effect like a fucking atomic bomb. I mean, the pressure being released and the fucking goddamn, the explosion itself. Just think if everybody just fired their gun at the same time in this United States, 100 fucking million fucking guns went off all at once. You'd hear it. It'd rock the goddamn world.
Can I ask you this? Let me ask you this, Henry. Do you think without the help of the Chinese or the UN, would these assholes even have the manpower to even cover all the square millions of miles that we have in this country?
They don't with the fucking Chinese. The bottom line is this country can't be occupied. We have our goddamn weapons. I mean, they're just trying to convince us, oh, they got fighter jets. Well, yeah, half the people in them fighter jets want to kill your ass too, don't they, communists? They're just as mad as I am. They've made it clear you've fucking force inoculated. You've killed them. They are fucking pissed. And they do know how to fly those fucking jets. I know somebody who fucking flew over 200 fucking Saudis in goddamn Desert Storm that I grew up with. It was a fucking close friend of mine. I guarantee you, he can fly one of them fucking planes, and he can drop a bomb wherever he wants to. And like I said, you have to land those fucking planes on American fucking soil, our fucking soil. And your fucking families have to live here too. And you have to survive going to, you know, I mean, what are you going to stay on the fucking base? Are you going to stay there fucking cooped up? That ain't even going to stop us. You think we ain't going to be coming after your fucking ass? We ain't going to come after what's trying to destroy us? You act like we're fucking nothing, you fucking punk bitch. You're a badass. You were in the fucking service. Come get my fucking ass, punk. Show me what a badass motherfucker you are.
Hey,
just
Henry,
piss me off. I don't want to tell you. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm a long-time listener. I'm actually a Marine, an infantry veteran myself. And let me tell you, there are plenty of veterans in this country who feel the exact same way you do.
Oh, I know.
And these communist, criminal, defeatist, punk, loudmouths who want to talk about jets and they want to talk about everything else, they have no idea.
No,
they have no idea about the resolve of the American people, but they're going to find out. And I just want to say thanks for everything you're doing. And you're basically channeling real America with everything you say.
Well, I thank you, and you know, all the guys who have stepped up, who have understood what's happened and are trying to correct this, I thank you for stepping up. You are the people, we do need the fucking, our Marines, the good fucking Marines, the people who believe in freedom and liberty and fucking, are the American goddamn way of life and our goddamn law and our fucking, our rights. And we've got them. I know a lot of goddamn Marines. Believe it, I've known them all my life. Some of my best friends have been fucking Marines. The sang in our band for fucking 20 years. He was a Marine, grew up in Brooklyn, New York. He was an interrogator in Vietnam. He taught me how to hand-to-hand combat. He taught me some fucking vicious fucking things because them interrogators, they know some vicious fucking things. But I know what they are. They're just everyday fucking people. There were things that I could do that he couldn't do in the fucking mountains. I taught him a lot about being in the mountains and how do the mountains work and how to get game and you know, stuff like that. But, yeah, I know. The good fucking men, the men of this fucking goddamn country that have, you know, made the mistake, I'm sorry, but made the mistake of joining with these son of a bitches thinking that they were doing right by their people and just not knowing no better are fucking pissed and they're gonna fucking hurt back. You wanna fight? Fuck them.
Yeah, I clash with other veterans about this all the time. I tell them not one day in uniform was spent in defense of freedom.
Nope.
And the proof is because we don't have it right now.
Exactly.
And I clash with other Marines about this all the time. I mean, you know, they run their mouth about how they support somebody in the GOP or they support this and that. I'm like, look, there's no political solution here, brother. You have to – it's every man for himself, and we're going to have to form up fire teams organically in the tree line to get this international communist evil out of this country.
Yes. Abso-fucking-lutely correct, and I hear you talking, and you know what? They can't argue with you. I mean, you can take that Bill of Rights and hold it in your hand. Always go to that fifth article. No person shall be denied of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law. And say, do they fucking pull people over on the side of the road? Do they take people's goddamn money? Do they stick their hands inside women, searching them on the side of the road without warrant, and then take anything that they want from the people like goddamn road bandits and fucking without charge or conviction, without due process of the law? That's what our people fought for. They didn't fight for these aristocrats to be goddamn, you know, to have their own little corporate fucking fiefdoms and their own little fucking slave populations. Our people fought for goddamn April 1775. It started over fucking goddamn because we are going to have our rights. And we're ready to fucking back them at the barrels of our guns. And we are not afraid of anybody. Go ahead.
Yep.
I don't think anybody could issue a warrant like that.
Of course they couldn't. I mean, guys, it's obscene. God damn it, the law is the law, and it's not that goddamn complicated. And the bottom line is, even the people who fucking are trying to justify this shit or to try to rationalize this shit can't do it. You cannot rationalize this. You can't read that Bill of fucking Rights and rationalize this. They are breaking the fucking law. That is ratified goddamn law, ratified by we the people through elected representatives that we elected. Now, that goddamn Constitution, it was ratified by appointees of the aristocrats who were sent to... It's just like what they're doing with this United Nations bullshit. They just went and built... Well, we're going to build a government, and it's going to, and you're going to be our goddamn subjects. But in 1791, this, because some of the states in the South withheld their fucking goddamn okays on it from their fucking cronies, which were just lapdogs anyway. They weren't elected by the people. But they withheld their fucking signature on it until that Bill of Rights was put in fucking place. Once that Bill of Rights went into effect, they had no fucking authority over us whatsoever. They were supposed to stay away from us. They were supposed to stay over there in government world, in the fiduciary world. We're over here in fucking free man fucking world. Now, in first place, you know, like the guys that have joined the fucking service, there should be no service to join. The Congress was supposed to raise an army if necessary, and it was supposed to raise it from the fucking militia, the people, the general population. And that was who would, and they would, you know, make sure that they were armed, to make sure that they were well fucking fed, and the sole reason that they existed was to protect the goddamn Bill of fucking Rights. The fucking autonomy, our law, our common law for the United States. And first thing that fucking Hancock did, let's get some credit. And then the next thing is, though, we just got to have a standing army. Fucking Washington, you know, the Whiskey Rebellion, leading fucking troops to shoot Americans if they won't pay a fucking excise tax that was never supposed to exist. You don't got to worry about shit like that. But then again, in 1791, December 15th, the excise tax couldn't be no more. Because you can't offer me a fucking goddamn... the due process of law that I am absolutely guaranteed. You have to put me through that fucking process to get a judgment from a common law court, from a common law head juror, before you have any jurisdictional authority over anybody. You just can't just walk up and declare I'm fucking going to tell you what to do. You get your fucking nose punched or you get shot. That's what fucking freedom and autonomy is. At any rate, man, we're going to look at this oil shit here, too, because, I mean, you talk about being fucked. We are being fucked hard, people. Sida says oil should be around $70 as demand drops and recession looms. No, it should be fucking free. As much as they still, when it was at minus, they played with this goddamn idea of supply and demand. That's how they, for years, they stole from us. What they said, it was all a fucking scam from the get-go. But then when demand went down to it was like minus $40 a barrel, well, when did that oil go through this fucking system they're talking about, people? It never did. There is still a glut of fucking oil out there. It's just that they said, well, we can't fucking find a way to fucking make any money off that except for the cut refinement. We'll cut refinement and we'll export it. They're exporting 3 billion fucking barrels of sweet crude oil out of this country right fucking now to go on the international market for us to compete for the fucking gas in our fucking cars we're paying $5 a gallon for. And it's over $5 a gallon here for fucking regular gasoline. But these son of a bitches, it's all been a manipulation. And all, what they did is they just said, well, yeah, there's no more denying it. We got so much goddamn oil, we don't know what to do with it. So we'll do these embargoes, phony fucking shit. They get together with Putin, one of the fucking multimillionaires, fucking good old boy, fucking corporate mafia, fucking dons of this world. And they create this fucking phony ass situation. Well, all of these tariffs that are designed to hurt these other people who are supposedly not doing what these son of a bitches that are supposed to be in power, who are not supposed to be fucking around in other fucking countries. They're supposed to be here taking care of this country, which is the last thing they're fucking doing. They're fucking allowing this country to be fucking invaded. They are doing everything they can to destroy this fucking country. They are stealing us fucking blind right in front of our fucking faces. But they're over there. I mean, they're over there fucking, well, we're going to do all these recession. We're going to, do all these goddamn, what the hell they call them, sanctions. And we're going to hurt the Russians. How dare the Russians invade Ukraine? Hey, fucking, didn't we invade goddamn Iraq for no reason whatsoever and commit genocide there in Iraq for no reason whatsoever? There was no yellow cake uranium. So Operation Desert Storm is turned into Operation Iraqi Freedom. I mean, these son of a bitches are just unfucking believable. We harbor war criminals in this goddamn country, the worst of the war criminals around the world. We invaded goddamn Libya. We didn't, but I mean, the goddamn international forces we provide and pay for did. Invaded Libya. Killed their fucking leader. It's going to be a no-fly zone, and immediately attacked the ground troops and provided a fucking air force for a goddamn mercenary fucking force that was paid for by the United States and fucking goddamn Israel, because the fucking goddamn, the stupid-ass fucking, those dirty-ass Libyans up and found a fucking oil field off the coast of Tripoli. I mean, it was like 1, 2, 3. Everything was going fine, and oh, we found some oil. Oh, really? There's some oil. You're a terrorist. We need a no-fly zone over there. And hey, man, you're having a civil. Hey, wait a minute. We're not having civil. Where are all these people you're pumping in? This is Al Qaeda, the same Al Qaeda that we've been paying a fucking $1 million a soldier to fight in Afghanistan for the last 20 fucking years. How dumb are we supposed to be here, people? I'll tell you, back in the 70s, people didn't take this fucking shit when they tried it. They got up to about 79 cents a gallon, and people started pulling the pumps out of the fucking grounds. I know what it is. It's this goddamn surveillance thing. Everywhere you look, there's a fucking camera. Well, just fucking, I'll tell you what, sit down, use that fucking goddamn gray matter between your fucking ears, and figure out how to get rid of that fucking goddamn surveillance. And then fucking let these son of a bitches hurt. Let it be more costly for them to fuck you than to treat you fucking right. That's a beginning. But this doesn't stop until we stop allowing this goddamn blatant fucking violation of the highest fucking law in this goddamn land, the unalienable law. That means it can't be changed. The fucking law of we the people, the law that makes us autonomous, that makes us goddamn self-governing. That would be the law of December 15, 1791, better known as your Bill of Rights. And all the fuck we got to do is enforce it. And don't tell me we can't. And don't tell me to be afraid of some fucking faggot in a goddamn pair of high heels running an F-15 or F-16. Because I'm not. They got to land wherever they land, there's one of us there to shoot them. How about that? They want to fucking go at it. They've declared they're fucking warless. Do it.
And they go for the drone operators, too.
You goddamn right. Goes for drone. Yeah, yeah. Well, see, they'll have their drone operators over there in Tel Aviv. But I bet you they got family members here in the United States. What do you want to bet? Because there's more Jews in New York than there is in all of fucking Israel. You want to fucking play that game? You have your goddamn fuck. You have your fucking Jews over there in Jewland fly fucking Saudis on the people with fucking drones, and all the fucking Jews in this country will fucking die. They will be considered enemy combatants because that will be an act of war against we the people by the state of fucking Israel. And it, all its fucking people will be considered enemy combatants because they're doing it from afar over there. So they think, oh, we're 3,000 miles away. We can kill Americans at will. You want to bet? We can kill you. You better figure out who we can kill at will. We have an absolute right to do whatever we have to enforce our fucking law, and you know it. That's why that second article is there. It says you can kill. You're supposed to kill. You do not let this fucking law be breached. You let this law be breached, you are not fucking free. You have no liberty. You'll own no property. You will be property. They have told you that in the 14th fucking amendment. The unlawful 14th amendment. An afterthought of the Act of 1871 and 1878, and right back, I'm gonna say it every fucking day, right back to Abraham Springsteen, declaring fucking martial law. Under what fucking authority? Where was the person who said, where's your fucking authority? Well, you know what people did? They were hit with fucking mandamuses by the Supreme Court, all of it was hit with mandamuses when he tried it. And you know what he did? He had the judges said he couldn't do it, so he had him arrested. So that made it a goddamn act of fucking treason against the people and the people at all. Even the fucking, had people from the north too fucking stupid because they were bringing goddamn Irish in here, couldn't speak the language. They didn't have a fucking clue of what the fucking fight was about or what freedom and liberty was or what that fucking Bill of Rights was. No more than these son of a bitches they're pumping in here right now have a fucking clue. But there's a plenty of us here, 100 million of us here, who do understand exactly what's on the fucking line here. We are not going to be slaves. We are not going to be subjugated by fucking Chinese. The Chinese are getting the fuck out of our country. Every other motherfucker that ain't supposed to be here is getting the fuck out of our country. You're giving back everything you have fucking stolen, and then you're going on trial for your fucking life in a common law court, which is the highest court of this land because it is the jurisdiction of the people of this land, which is the highest authority of this fucking land. And you fucking know it. That's why you'll never hear him talk about the fucking Bill of Rights, people. Brent Crude is, this was sent in by Misty for discussion by from the Trenches, worldreport.com. Brent crude oil is overvalued and should have fallen significantly as demand drops and recession fears loom, according to CITIS. It's what it looks like, CITIS, whatever the hell that is, Global Hand of Commodity Research. I'd say it's more in the $70 range than it is in the $120 range. We just talked about that. No. You motherfuckers, you are taking our oil. I mean, your leases ain't worth the fucking paper they're written on. They were written under a fucking fraud. They are a part of a fucking fraud. They are fraud. Everything you've stolen from us, you're giving it back. You motherfuckers, you're giving it back and you're going on trial for what you've done to us. And you're going to answer for your goddamn crimes. We're going to have justice and we're going to have fucking peace on this goddamn earth. If we got to kill every fucking Zionist on this fucking earth, which is ain't a bad idea in my opinion. Ed Moore said in an interview with Bloomberg on Tuesday, if you look at the fair value of oil, look at the flowing curve. It exaggerated. Brent crude has surged more than 50%. Year to date after Russian invasion of Ukraine and Western sanctions of Moscow. Who are these fucking sanctions hurting, people? Who are they designed to hurt? I mean, if they're doing what they're designed to do, they're designed to fight the fuck us, ain't they? We have more interesting stuff to go through, so we're going to skip over a little bit of shit when we get back. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Welcome to the jungle!
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is the listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific time, and of course that was Guns N' Roses with Welcome to the Jungle, which is where you fuckers are at. You're at the edge. Step on in. Bring your fucking F-16s. Bring any goddamn thing you want. We'll fucking battle your ass, and when we get done, you will be fucking destroyed. And I don't think we believe that these communists have a well-oiled machine that everybody will jump and fucking snap and shoot their fucking brother in the fucking head. Because a lot of you motherfuckers, when you gave that order, you're going to get a bullet through your head from the fucking, because the guy's going to pull the gun out and shoot you. And you fucking know it. Probably about 75% are on the side of the American people. They don't want to be fucking communists. That ain't why they fucking held up their hand and swore to fucking defend the Constitution, which they believe to be a fucking freedom document. But they're finding out. Go ahead.
It's just like in Afghanistan and Iraq. They just sit in an easy chair over there in Area 51 and pilot the drones and kill people from their easy chair. It looks like it's a video game.
Yeah, but it won't be so easy when your fucking relatives are getting fucking black. I mean, they can't hide. They got to walk the streets. They got to go out and get food. They got to do everything. I mean, goddamn, I fucking let them stay in their houses. They fucking think we can't take houses out?
They're all in Area 51. They're all bunkered down.
Well, you think we can't take Area 51 out? Because I got news for you. 40 million motherfuckers can take it out like it didn't even exist.
So far, they make you drive around it. You can't even fly over.
Well, see what they make you do when you got a goddamn loaded fucking rifle, and you got goddamn machine guns, and you got goddamn fucking grenades. You got everything that they fucking got. Let's see how many of them it takes to stop fucking how many you have.
It's so stupid. Either you got to go through Albuquerque or through El Paso. You can't go in between.
Go right through the middle of the son of a bitch. Whoever wants to fucking die can step up and fucking die. I'm not fucking around, man. I'm not kidding you. They don't tell me I'm nowhere in this goddamn United States of America. Does my fucking rights not to be there fucking exist? Area 51's where they got these son of a bitches. Area 51 will be fucking attacked. It will be destroyed. And every son of a bitch and drone operator that has fucking dropped a fucking goddamn bomb on an American will be skinned to fucking live. That's what's going to happen. You're going to fucking obey our law or you are going to die. That's all there is to it. You're trying to tell us we're going to obey your fucking world fucking commands or you're going to fucking hurt us. You're going to fucking goddamn starve us. We're going to kill you. Just like you're going to kill us. That's what war is. Killing and killing. And there are no fucking rules, and you better not think there is on our side, because we've signed on to no Geneva Convention. When that Geneva Convention was signed, it was signed on under a fucking fraud. We're under no obligations here. We can do whatever we have to do to destroy your fucking ass, and we're well within our lawful rights in doing so. In fact, it is our duty to do so. Now, we were talking about Sid says oil should be around $70. No, it should be fucking around. We shouldn't be paying nothing for goddamn oil. They're stealing it from us. I'm not getting an annuity check in the mail every month. Are you? Oh, I guess the oil only belonged to a handful of motherfuckers, huh? Just like the timber only belonged to a handful of motherfuckers. And it seems they're the same motherfuckers who think they're the ruling fucking class that fucking rule over the rest of us. I got news for you, son of a bitches. You're not the ruling class of no fucking body. And your fucking ways have made you weak. And you're not going to be able to hire anybody. It ain't going to be worth the fucking money what's getting ready to get unleashed on your fucking ass to fucking stand there and take fucking, to get mowed down. To get fucking ripped to fucking pieces, because that's what will happen to any mercenary that stands against the American Nationals. I guarantee it. And now, here we go. Let's play the game a little further, guys. India is buying up cheap sanctioned Russian oil and selling it to the United States and EU at a huge profit. Now, what's wrong with that fucking headline? Huh? This is from Information Liberation, sent in by a reader for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. India is buying up cheap, sanctioned Russian oil, refining it, then selling it to the United States and the EU for huge profits, according to a report in the Wall Street Journal. What's wrong with this, people? The U.S. has reluctantly given India... Listen to this. Since when do we fucking tell other countries who they can fucking do business with? That's a part of this international corporate mafia shit we have to fucking shut down. The U.S. has reluctantly given India permission to buy Russian oil. Well, they won't give us permission, so that our fucking gas isn't $5 a fucking gallon. Hey, no, India, they can have permission. Why does India, I mean, who the fuck is India to us? Just like, who's the Ukraine to us? Your New World Order shit ain't going to cut it here, buddy. This is goddamn sovereign fucking territory, and it's going to stay that way. We'll kill every fucking one of you. The EU has reluctantly given the U.S. has reluctantly given India permission to buy Russian oil because India has threatened to ditch their alliance with America and ally with China if the U.S. dares to sanction them. Oh, really? So you fucking, it's just a selective sanction that hurts only the fucking people of the United States? Fuck you, we know you are. You don't represent us. You are trying to fucking kill us. We get it. You better know we fucking got it, motherfuckers. While Americans and Europeans are being forced to pay record prices for gas as the cost of standing up for freedom, the free nation of India is buying oil from Russia for a whopping $35 off a barrel and selling it back to us at a in a hilarious arbitrage scheme. This is from WSJ. Russian oil producers say one step ahead of sanctions. Europe just targeted Russian crude with its toughest sanctions yet. No, this is all being don't act like you're goddamn making maneuvers on a chessboard. This is fucking orchestrated down to the fucking T, and you know it. You know Putin and fucking goddamn Biden are kissing and swapping spit and doing all kinds of fucking sick shit together because they're all a part of the same fucking elitist fucking goddamn multi-billionaire class. Got it? They just want more. They want everything you fucking got. They want your children starved. They want the lint out of your fucking pockets. Europe targeted Russian crude with its toughest sanctions yet, you bet. But shippers and refiners are getting the oil to market by obscuring its origins. Some fuels believed to be partially made from Russian crude landed in New York and New Jersey last month, and we paid $5 a gallon for the oil that was, it's $5 a gallon because we have it sanctioned. What? What does it fucking take, man? I know it reminds me of, oh, brother, where art thou, where the Bible salesman is fucking you. He's robbing him. And he fucking whops him upside the head with the goddamn a branch off a tree about as big around as my arm. And he goes, I ain't getting you there, Big Dan. Boom, he whops him again. You got me now? How fucking stupid would you have to be to fall for this shit? And to just let it go. To allow it. Stop allowing it! The cargoes were brought through the Suez Canal and across the Atlantic from Indian refineries. See, remember all the refineries we got rid of in the past fucking 10, 15 years? I mean, we kept saying, well, they're gonna have them all over in China or in India. And we're gonna have to fucking, the oil's gonna have to be sent over there, then we have to buy it on the fucking international market. We are paying international fucking prices for our own goddamn fucking crude oil. It comes from our oil! And the refineries here are in bed with the refineries over there. There's price fucking fixing. It's called goddamn, what the hell, antitrust laws, what the hell, what those for, They're all grouping together. They're grouping the power at the top. That's all there is to it. They say it's just like you go to fucking Klamath Falls. I don't care what fucking store you go to. The fucking price is within a fucking penny. Because they all sit down and they fucking cut up the profits at the end of the fucking month. They're all robbing you fucking blind and they fucking know it.
They know that your fucking choice is to drive 100 miles over a fucking mountain to go somewhere else. So they fucking got you by the short hairs. But why are you letting them do it? You don't have to. You could be beating the fuck out of them. You could be making them afraid to walk your streets. You could make them be afraid to be in their own fucking homes because they are committing high fucking treason against the people and against our fucking law. You can't form conglomerates like that. You can't fucking price fix like that. You can't. Corporations are a running violation of the fucking law. The Uniform Commercial Code is fucking forbidden by the 9th article of the People's Bill of Rights. The supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791 prohibits it. Oh, that's what we're going to run it under anyway. And then, by the way, we're going to start making goddamn, we're going to, what the hell, guidelines, and we're going to start making, fucking demands, and we're going to, fuck you! God even fucking, you know, 10 years ago, somebody tried to force you to do something you didn't want to do. You say you're going to have a court order to do that, even from the Admiralty. Now some son of a bitch just fucking declares that they have the fucking power and they start giving you fucking orders and sending private goddamn mercenaries, which are international son of a bitches working for fucking, that's not a cop, their cop badges are union badges, people. Realize that. They're working for a corporation. They are non-governmental. The people are, they are bound to resist them. The people are bound to destroy them. They cannot be in the same realm as freedom and liberty. Your private, I got my private fucking cops, man. My private fucking goddamn enforcers. I say you gotta do this. Well, no, well, the law says fuck you. You're committing an act of treason and sedition by suggesting that you even have the authority to tell me to do shit. Well, I'll bring in my goddamn mercenaries. Well, we'll kill your goddamn mercenaries then. We got the law on our side. Even back in 1775, they had the fucking mishmash of fucking goddamn so-called rights in the colonies that they said were basically ignored. We got a goddamn written document, written, ratified fucking law. And we have the, and it is our duty to fucking enforce it. And if we enforce it, they're fucked. They are completely fucked. If every person in every instance enforces it on the spot, I'm not going to appeal 40 times within your fucking administrative admiralty star chamber courts to try to get to my fucking rights, which are absolute right where I stand right fucking now. You are not going to violate them. I'll die for them right here where I'm at. If that was the attitude of every American national, these fuckers would be running for the fucking hills right now. They're ready to run any fucking how. I mean, all this, everybody's talking about all this gun control. All this, go, God, he's looking at gun control. They ain't gonna got into gun control. They can't. They're already on the epicenter of a fucking rope around their neck. They're guilty of sin. They have committed high crimes and fucking beyond fucking goddamn treason. They are hung already by their own fucking words and by their own fucking action and by the documents they have signed. They are traitors, absolute. Easily proven traitors. It's just that, well, somehow they went back to that goddamn first act of fucking, of the Congress of the United States under that phony ass fucking goddamn Constitution. We have the jurisdictional authority out over everything and everybody. No, you fucking do not. The people are autonomous and apart from you. That's why that fucking ninth article says the enumeration in the Constitution, that is the writing down in that Constitution of certain rights, that's authorities, shall not be construed, that is interpreted, as to deny others retained by the people. And the others retained by the people are the superior law in this goddamn country, you motherfuckers. And the people are the supreme fucking authority and the supreme jurisdiction. Your fucking goddamn government is a rogue fucking goddamn occupation that cannot exist on this fucking land. You got it? You fucking, it's the goddamn law of the sea that you're fucking operating under here. Administrative admiralty, and that's where your fucking ass is going to end up. You're going to end up swimming that 200 miles to get out to where you have, when you get out there and you're dunking down and the sharks are coming after you. Hey, well, no, I got the right, command those fucking sharks not to fucking eat your ass. Give it a go. Because that's where your fucking asses are headed. You're not going to enslave the people of the United States. You're not going to write it down on a piece of paper. We're going to give $1 zillion to fucking Ukraine and to the goddamn Khazarians, the filthiest fucking motherfuckers ever live, to for a new world order. And you're going to be responsible for the debt because we wrote it on a piece of paper. But your piece of paper ain't worth the fucking piece of paper it's written on, motherfucker. Because the law, the ratified law of we the people by we the people, says you are committing high fucking treason and sedition, and you're going to fucking hang for it. And every fucking dime, well, I'm not going to say dimes, dollars, anything, because it's all fiat, it's all debt. But every fucking goddamn real resource you have taken out of this fucking country that's worth the fucking money, our gold, our silver, our fucking goddamn platinum, our fucking goddamn copper, fucking nickel, you name it, you're giving it back. You're giving it fucking back. We're taking back our wealth. And then we're going to take us a 100-year vacation because a lot of us are going to die. It's going to take us 100 years, and there ain't going to be no goddamn immigration into the United States, and this will be a land, not a milk and honey of fucking gold and fucking silver. We will be so fucking rich. But we will invent goddamn new fucking safeguards, and the safeguards aren't going to be through fucking men, flawed fucking creatures, fucking who can be fucking tempted by fucking mammon. They will be in the form of fucking goddamn missile systems and planet in space that can fucking target your ass and fucking destroy you within a half a fucking second. That's what we'll build. We won't build it because we're aggressive, because it's the only way we can be left the fuck alone. It's like the people of this country wouldn't be as armed as they are. And you know that that's the reason they're as armed as they are. Now, you wanted them to be armed. You want us to kill each other. That's why you got multiculturalism in here. Oh, you should, Muslims, you should kill the Christians. And you Christians, I mean, kill over that goddamn religion. When you can just, all you have to do is get on the same page as everybody else with that fucking Bill of Rights. And you can believe anything you want. If you can believe anything you want as an individual, what the fuck do you care what I believe? If my beliefs are not fucking goddamn infringing on your fucking right to believe what you want to believe, what the fuck is it to you what I believe? No, my God says that this whole world's his, and everybody has to bend a knee to him, and I have to make sure it happens. Well, you try and make me bend a knee, son of a bitch. You won't find it an easy chore. And you start fucking, you get off that, everybody just needs to get on that one goddamn page. That's what it was put there for. For this emergency that we're fucking facing right now. When our fucking Bill of Rights, when our goddamn freedom and liberty are in dire straits. Hanging on by a thread. It was put there so that we could grasp onto it, and we had the law behind us. Our law. Our dictate. That our fucking people died and bled for. They didn't bleed for these fucking goddamn aristocrats or for a goddamn corporate monarchy, which is what we ended up with after the lies. See, we were never told about what had really happened after the fucking war. You ever notice that kind of just kind of blurs away when they went over there to fucking England and all became lords and went into the deepest of the fucking goddamn dark rooms of the Masonic lodges and became goddamn fucking lords and duchesses and dukes and fucking what might have you. And came back over here with thinking that this fucking country was another monarchy, which they had never fucking changed it over. And the charter hasn't been changed. Why was the charter left in the Catholic Church? If we're a new country and we just took this country over, we start our own charter right here, don't we? And then it belongs to everybody. And then we get that debt-free currency and we exercise our free enterprise system. And fucking we, the people that own this fucking country that fought and died to have it, we get to benefit from it. And we have no beef with one another because we're not going to fucking get pissy with each other. We ain't going to care what color each other's skin is. We're too busy having a good fucking time, living life and fucking to its fullest, enjoying life. I mean, you'd be happy. You wouldn't be so miserable looking for somebody to fucking, there's got to be somebody I can hate because, oh, I hate you. I'll hate you because, well, you're old. I'll hate old people. That's what these cocksuckers want. Their greatest fear is that we come together as a fucking people, as individuals, under that fucking Bill of Rights, and enforce that son of a bitch on the spot, each and every one of us, every fucking instant, to the fucking death if necessary. Because that's what it's meant to do. We're not supposed to appeal to get to our Bill of Rights. To nobody. It's absolute. It's already there. There's no appealing to it. It's there. You violate it. You violate it. You violate it. You die. Because the whole idea, why do you think they will not mention the fucking Bill of Rights? I mean, every other fucking document. I mean, even the goddamn, what the hell they call it, Declaration of Independence. Boy, they love to throw that one out there because it was written by the monarchy. That was the fucking hijacking of the goddamn popular uprising for rights! Freedoms, liberties! And the fucking goddamn the elite of the day, the people who were doing the oppressing for the king, seeing that the people were going to take this fucking country anyway, oh, they stepped right on board. Freedom and liberty, yeah, and we'll put up the money, and then we'll be the rulers. We'll be your new rulers. Ain't you the son of a bitches that were fucking us? Ain't you the ones we rose up against, you son of a bitch? Like John Hancock. Everybody talks about that son of a bitch. He was in bed with the goddamn governor of Massachusetts. They were fucking criminals. He only got fucking pissy when they took his great big fucking fine mansion. When fucking Gage came to town and took his fucking house. Now then he, oh god damn them, we gotta get these rebels in. Let's kill these bastards. And the son of a bitch, you think he'd ever fought even a fist fight, even a girl slap fight in his whole fucking life? No. But he retired with a goddamn, I think it was a colonel's fucking pension. We paid that rich motherfucker for the rest of his fucking life while they stole the land of the poor people that came in and signed on to their private fucking armies, unbeknownst. They thinking they're signing on to a goddamn freedom cause. They were guaranteed, 160 acres per person that fucking, for fighting in the fucking war. Well, we can't give that to you. We have to sell that land to recover our losses. So you never paid a fucking penny, right, you motherfuckers? And everyone in that Continental Congress, they had a goddamn pension. But the people that did the fucking bleeding didn't. And it has been that way ever since. They fucking go and they find a way to fucking make money off your fucking blood and they send you to die. Send your children to die. And they fucking look down on you. They don't even notice you as dirt on their feet. It is time to put these fuckers in their place. And the sooner the fucking better. Well, it is Friday and we're going to call it a fucking program. And we'll be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast. The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And this shit is coming until you can't ignore it anymore. It's time to fucking break out of the jungle. And that is the Word from the Trenches. You do the same, brother.
I have done all I can do.
Cookies!